close to the home stretch on the Mike McFeely Show this Friday afternoon. It is 4:36 Central Time. As I look out the window of the office here at Woodland Resort, I can see the long shadows scraping across Creel Bay and a small city of fish houses out toward Highway 19. And it's just a beautiful scene with some high gray and white clouds on a soft blue sky.
Beautiful.
How am I doing?
You're doing
Katzer.
Great.
Am I describing things as they are?
Look, this is my desk. You're sitting at my desk. This is what they give me here to sell Warrior Boats.
Wow.
That's what I get.
Apparently you've done pretty well. From
I got a calendar with a bird on it.
That is. That's a pheasant, doesn't matter.
It is.
It's the North Dakota Game and Fish calendar.
Doug
Lear.
There you go.
Out.
Uncle Doug. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Uncle Doug. Wow. Jeff Katzer, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. Now he is, of course, our usual Friday guest in this time slot. He's a guide out of Woodland Resort, where I'm broadcasting from today. One day before the Wounded Warriors Guide Service Fishing Tournament here on Creel Bay. And Jeff is also with Mitchell's Guide Service. I need to ask you this.
What?
You're a world traveler.
Oh,
have you seen the world's largest ball of twine in Darwin, Minnesota?
You know what? I heard about it, though. Believe it or not, I did. And isn't it the world's largest rubber band ball is in Iowa?
That I did not know.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I got. Look at that! I can do this job.
You're always
going to
one-up me. You always got to one-up me, don't you? It's unbelievable.
No, it's kind of funny that you said that. Yeah.
The text messenger earlier, by the way, who said, Mike, correct, on U.S. Highway 12, he re-texted and said, yes, Darwin, Minnesota, is on U.S. 12. That's where I was driving and saw the sign that said world's largest ball of twine next left. And I said, how can you avoid? You can't not go there if you see that sign.
You going to stop on the way back, get a little picture?
I did already.
You did?
Oh, darn! No, Darwin, Minnesota's way down south. This was years ago. Thanks for listening to this show earlier.
Hey, I got to do a job. It's called fishing for a living.
And by the way, the fish has been pretty good on Devil's Lake, hadn't it been?
We had fun today, didn't we?
I didn't even get to play
with you. You had a little buddy with you, and you did your own thing all by your lonesome.
He's an adult man who's 50 years old. He's not my little buddy.
You know what I mean. Your little fishing buddy, your little pal.
The fishing's been good, though. The perch... lots of jumbos, and the good thing is that I saw today, Jeff, was it wasn't all just the same size fish. There were some smaller ones mixed in,
yep.
So there are year classes, as we say in biology.
It's kind of goofy because you'll catch an 8-incher, and the guy next to you catch a 12-incher. They're just all living there, and there's a lot of people where we're at. This is no secret where we're at. I think I got sunburned today. My face is all burning and stuff. I don't know, but everybody was catching a fish. At one point, I would look around the guys outside. It was an epic day.
It was good. So tell us again, because where I was fishing today, and you put me there. I'm going to be honest, I don't find fish myself on Devil's Lake because I'm just not good enough. But I look around and I go, okay, there's really nothing around here that would point me to the spot because we're out in the middle of a huge bay.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm looking on my Vexilar and I'm going, well, it's
38
mm-hmm. feet deep. There's not a rock pile.
Nope.
We're not on top of a road.
Nope.
There's no sunken trees.
Nope.
We're basically in the middle of nowhere in the middle of nowhere.
How does Jeff Katzer
find those fish?
You know, I got a guy out of southern Illinois that comes and works for you. You've met him, Tom Shields. And
Tommy
just comes here. He doesn't even get paid. He just comes here to find fish. We give him a truck auger. Bye. Call me when you get on him. He calls me. Oh, you got to get over here. So I go over there. I look at his Vexilar, 5 feet thick. If you look on the GPS, there isn't anything within hundreds and hundreds of yards. It's just a big mud flat, clay flat. It's just flat.
It's just flat.
Yeah. And I don't know why they're there, but there's 600 people there, and they're all catching fish, so this isn't going to last long. But that's his – and Eric Bentenwald, he can smell perch farts. He drives it around and just says, there they are. Drills, oh, boom, done. And it's just they put in so much time. They drill so many holes to help us all out. I'm a part of this, too, but I have to interact with people, you know, get them out, get them going.
So you're saying the bottom line is drill a lot of holes if you want to find perch.
You got to move, and every week we talk about this. You got to drill a lot of holes and look at that Vexilar. People ask me, how deep are you? I'm like, I don't really know. I'm always on that 6-foot zoom on the FL18. I don't know. So if you would target between 30 and 50, I have houses in 51 feet of water.
Jeez.
Yeah. The problem with that is the air bladder.
The fish explodes when they come up.
They do. That Dave Morris you had on yesterday, I don't know if he told you.
He
He was out yesterday as well. He caught a beauty crappie right there. 38 foot of water. There's no brush pile. Why are they there? He caught a beauty crappie. 12-incher, I believe.
Wow, that's very good.
And people ask me, do you have a lot of crappies here? you know, we're seeing a lot of them just like.
My guess, there's a gajillion of them in here. Nobody's patterned them yet, though. Nobody can consistently find where they are. I bet there's a zillion big crappies in Devil's Lake right now.
I mean, and the ones we get are nice and black. They're like the ones, if they were like a 14-incher, you'd be mounting them all, mm-hmm. you know. And I have not. I had Uncle Dick. We all know Uncle Dick.
Yeah.
He caught a 14-incher.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, this summer on a jig and a leech under a bobber.
Yeah, of course.
Walleye fishing. but I mean, it's just like we talked about. We don't ever catch perch in the summer. Well, we don't really catch a lot of crappies either. I heard of a guy getting 15 of them out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I would walk across broken glass through a burning building to catch big crappies on Devil's Lake. I love crappies.
I have not caught one in 5 years, personally. I've had them caught in my boat. I've had them caught in the shacks. I haven't caught one.
Maybe there's not as many out there as I think. I think there are, though.
I think there are, too, and I think we need to look into it a little bit more. But
I think I need to take a month off of work and fish.
Hey, Kyle, are you listening? I want to take a month off. That's
good luck with that.
Well. No, it's not going
to
happen.
We also need to remind people, and I get some feedback from folks saying, you know, I hear you and Jeff talking on the radio about all these fish you're catching, and it's great. But they say, when I go up there, I don't quite seem to do as well as you guys do, as Jeff does. So we do need to put out the disclaimer that sometimes the fish aren't biting. And just because you come here, that doesn't mean you're going to catch 500 perch or 50 walleyes. You might walk out with nothing. It's fishing, not catching.
Well, here's a prime example. I put people right where you were. They had one fish all afternoon. They haven't caught a thing. They're there. They don't want to eat anymore. I've got we have 31 total houses. I have 25 out right now. There's probably five or six that's caught under five fish for the day. There's a lot of them that caught 15 to 20, and then we've had quite a few limit out, and they're gone. And they're in the same area. The house right next to you, they've only caught 10 all day.
Mm-hmm.
You caught bazillions. And the house next to you, limited out. The house in front of him, limited out. And I'm not going to say it's the angler, but it's also the mood of the fish and maybe a little bit of the angler.
Sometimes it's the angler. Some people are more experienced than others, and that's not – you're far more experienced than I am. I'm more experienced than the guy I was with, Tom Shockman, today.
Right.
It's just different levels of fishing and experience, and that does make a difference.
And even, like, I noticed in your ice house when I poked in to see how you're doing, you even changed seats with him.
I wanted him to use the better Vexilar and the lighter rod, and I was trying to kind of coach him on how to use those things, the little that
see,
I could use.
See, look at
them.
You. Look at you go.
Look at how you've taught me. It's fantastic.
You're awesome.
Like,
it's
you're
been
like,
great.
What's that? Jedi, Jody. What's the guy in Star Wars?
Oh, Yoda.
Yoda. Jody.
Jody? Was that Jody?
Jody or Yoda.
Well, water.
Exactly. It's exactly right. How's the walleye bite going? I know the perch have been on fire for most of the winter. How's the walleye?
I'll be brutally honest. I just had another guy ask me the same thing. We've been on this perch thing so hard. I got Eric, Andrew, all the boys are out looking tonight. Because, I mean, it is just, there's no wind.
Just
it's
gorgeous.
Just beautiful. Yeah. So we're going to try to get a walleye bite going. We have a couple houses in walleye territory that had eight this morning. 14 to 18 inches, perfect.
Perfect to eat.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that. But we're really going to look into this more in the next couple of days.
Because you're going to have the opportunity, for one thing. Because
yes.
it's not 75 below. How do you guys work when it's 25 below? Because I was actually thinking about you guys when I was in Fargo, huddled up against buildings to stay warm, going to my truck, the 10 steps from my work, from my office to my... You guys are out there when it's 25 below working in this stuff, trying to catch fish, albeit, but you're still working.
Yeah, that's where that snow bear kind of comes in handy.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy gets to play in that. But what we'll do is we'll pull a Zach Shack behind us, too, and just step in there. But to change a tank or just to do stuff outside, and we moved houses. I told everybody, hey, it's 29 below zero, 60 below zero windshield. We aren't moving houses. We moved four that day.
Jeez.
And the fish bit. We had seven houses with limits of perch on that crazy day.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and they were just bruisers, too. So,
anybody catching pike up here? I saw a couple of spearing shacks coming off the lake today in some trees, but is anybody catching northern on purpose? And maybe why would you if you can catch 12-inch perch and 15-inch walleyes?
If anybody's listening to me, listen, please come up here. We haven't had anybody pike fishing in over a week now. I don't know what it is. Nobody, this year is a weird year. And the people that we've had back there, they're just bruisers this year. So I haven't had a lot of people come for pike. We have one house, two houses if need be. I put right in pike country. It's just a blast. We'll give you the tip-ups. I'll drill the holes. And you can rod and reel them in the house.
When it gets like this, when the word, because the word is out now that the perch are back on Devil's Lake, are you guys full at the resort? Are you full in your fish houses? and you have people driving, because you Sconnies, you Wisconsiners, you love these perch.
We do. Yeah.
And so people are driving. I would imagine people from Wausau and Green Bay and Milwaukee are driving right now to Devil's Lake to catch their perch.
Don't forget Sheboygan.
Sheboygan.
Yeah, there, hey. We are. I just had a couple in here. She was hugging us. Sheboygan. It's actually true. And she was so happy. She's got two of the Mike McFeelys ready to go on the wall, 1-8 and 1-9. Oh, by the way, it's finally been broken, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have to hear about it anymore. Mike's almost two-pounder has been crushed.
I just call it a two-pounder, by the way. But go on.
2.05.
Ooh.
But it was only 14 inches long.
Jeez, it was round then.
It was wider than the tip of my ugly finger all the way down to my thumb. I couldn't even grab it.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was a football.
That's huge.
Yeah, and the guy in the picture doesn't do it any justice because he's just shy of 7 foot.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He's got
fish.
He's got meat hooks.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so wow, cool.
You look at him, it's like, wow. But, you know, the pike fishing is always going to be great here because they're barracudas. It's crazy. And the Sconnies do like our perch. I don't know what it is. It is. I mean, Uncle Dick called me. He started driving at 2 in the morning. He's already here fishing.
But he's a little off kilter, so that doesn't.
He's different.
He's a Wisconsin.
Oh,
he's
God, he loves the perch. And he takes them all down to Arizona with all his ice fishing gear, and there he is.
God.
I know.
All right.
He's the only guy in Arizona with a Vexlar, an ice auger, and all the ice gear, I guarantee it.
The tournament tomorrow going to be fun. I think we're going to have a blast. I know that you're working here. You're not going to be fishing in the tournament. But I'm looking forward to getting out here on Creel Bay. It should be a good time.
Can I let a little secret out? If this will help anybody else to come here, we got on the mother load today in Creel Bay.
Oh, you did?
We did get on the mother load right where me and you were.
Oh.
So I can't tell you anymore because it would be unfair.
Yes, that would be unfair.
But, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to come up here, there's still time. We have plenty of tickets. It's going to be warm. Bring your suntan lotion because I feel like I got burned today a little bit. We hit the mother load, and they're all 12-inchers.
Very nice.
Yes.
Perch, we're talking.
Perch,
yes.
All perch. Okay. Now, remember, did Dave go over the deal?
Go over it again.
12 inches. What was I talking about? I'm talking perch again. See, it's a Sconnie thing. Perch, first, second, and third for biggest fish. Walleyes, first, second, and third for biggest fish and the biggest pike. I've even got a hot spot. I got two hot spot pike spots. So if somebody gets something like a big walleye or perch, come see me. I'll set you up for the pike.
Fantastic. 701-662-5996 if people want to get into the tournament.
Yes.
There's still time. They'll make room for you. We're going to have fun. You can't have beverages on the ice. It's a non-alcoholic tournament. Mm-hmm. But once it's over with, there's going to be a great banquet here at Woodland. There's going to be raffles. There's going to be prizes, auctions. It's a fundraiser, so bring your wallet. Bring a couple of cold ones for later on. Buy them here. We're going to have a blast tomorrow.
It's going to be a blast. And you can even drive up in the morning if you want. Even if you're an hour late, who cares? Just come on and have some fun.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
See you later.
Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, the Mitchell's Guide Service on the Mike McFeely Show.